Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Sports, culture, takes. TakeLine has it all. TakeLine is a weekly podcast hosted by Emmy winner Jason Concepcion and former WNBA champ Renee Montgomery. That's a fast-paced exploration of the NBA and the world of sports and culture. Each week, Jason and Renee talk about the games, players, controversies, and issues that run both on and off the court. Follow now to hear TakeLine every Tuesday whenever you get your pods. Check out The Locker Room. It's a live, audio-only sports talk platform. It's free to download and use. Talk to me, other fans, athletes, and insiders in real time. Perfect for watch parties, debates, post-game breakdowns, and reacting to breaking news. Share your experiences on the app. All you need to do is download The Locker Room app free on the iOS App Store. Create a profile, link your Twitter, and join the group of your interest. Where are we going locker live? Sometime soon. I'm not sure if I'm ever going to locker room ever. I mean, I may have to download the app, but I doubt I'll probably ever use it. I may have to because, you know, it's part of life. But anyways, guys, welcome to another Pit Panther Rants, another Sports Rants podcast. Vlad Harris, your host, brought to you by the sports drink. Have a sip, have a drink. I'm not sure what exactly the motto is. I have to look at it. Sorry, Andrew. I didn't mean to do that. Happy Monday. We got Memorial Day coming up. Excuse me, guys. I had to get up and pour myself some more coffee, which is what I'm doing here. So we had some interesting happenings. I mean, this past week, the Stanley Cup playoffs are underway, and I just spilled coffee all over my keyboard. Gotta love that. Actually, I'll leave my desk, so let's see here. Well, I just had a little bit. But I think when you spill a little bit of coffee on your keyboard or on your desk, you're really just seasoning your desk, your keyboard, because you gotta have that coffee smell that's lurking. It's kind of like cigarette smokers when they own computers. And they smoke their cigarettes at their desk, you know. And if you're an IT guy like me over the years who had to fix people's home computers, there was nothing more you enjoy than fixing a computer that reeks of cigarette smoke, old cigarette smoke, and mothballs. Because some will use the cigarette smoke and the mothballs because, you know, they need mothballs to get the scent out. But really, you get a combination of both. That soak into the boards of the computer. Yeah, it's always a fun time. I mean, I'm going into a rant now about all the years fixing IT computers. But I mean, I can tell you, there's some computers I've fixed where, you know, they complained that their computer was overheating, it was shutting down, and a lot of times it was because they had so much dust built up inside the computer that the dust would jam up the fans. They would jam the fans up, and of course, with fans not working, you know, the thing blows out. You know, it shuts down. Sometimes that happened with the power supplies. I mean, those. Yeah, the fans not working, that power supply just burns out pretty easily. But yeah, I always told if people brought their computers into work for me to fix them, I always told them just to leave their keyboard. You know, don't even worry about bringing your keyboards in or your mice. I'll just use what I have because I don't need, you know, to touch your keyboards. I know for a while, I remember our boss, he had us repurpose keyboards. Like, we had to actually freaking get the wipes and we had to wipe all the keyboards down because they wouldn't buy new ones. They were trying to save the money wherever they could. So we had so many old keyboards, like PS2, AT, you know, the PS2 connectors, AT. We didn't have the USB ones at the time because, you know, the USB really wasn't out. We had to clean keyboards and repurpose them. I mean, I can tell you that I always had to look for the nicest keyboards to give because if you're rolling on your computer and you have to give them a used keyboard, you don't want one that looks really bad because, I mean, even the ones that I had that looked good, I was, you know, somewhat decent. I was still embarrassed to give it to them. I mean, you don't want to give somebody a new, if you're replacing a computer, a used keyboard. It looks bad, especially if, you know, plus mice too. We had to repurpose mice. And, you know, it was the trackball mice, you know, where you had to, you know. And the thing about those is you had to clean those every so often because they would, you know, dust would go inside the rollers. And, you know, we would always get these tickets for mice not working properly. And it's because the mice was dirty. We had to clean the inside of it. But even then, I would replace the mouse anyway and just repurpose the other one, you know, because... Well, it's still, you know, because they would complain because it's still, you know, well, it still doesn't, you know, it's still going to do this. Well, I mean, if I replace your mouse, it's going to do it eventually. So whatever. You know, thank God we got these new infrared mice. I mean, and they work just fine. So we got Memorial Day weekend coming up. And just remember, it's Memorial Day weekend, you guys. It's not, you know, get shit-faced and what off or whatever. It's not cookout. It's not cookout weekend. You know, I mean, the memes are going to start flying around just to let you know. I mean, people love doing this. Meanwhile, it's the same people, you know, that don't really donate to the veterans or to the VFW. They just, you know, they just show up for the, you know, they just show up to the parade for the free hot dog and the free beer and the free, or the free soda. Anyways, play happening in sports, like I just said. Stanley Cups, you know, Pens and Islanders are 2-2. I was hoping the Pens would win this in 5 games. I thought, you know, after what happened in Game 3 when they were matching goal for goal, I figured the Pens took all the momentum, but they pissed away in Game 4, so I'm not sure what's going on there. I know that people are going to blame the goaltender, but, I mean... You got to score goals in the playoffs. They didn't score any in Game 4, really. It's funny because, you know, meanwhile on the other side, but Vegas Golden Knights are up 3-1 against Minnesota. People were laughing about Marc-Andre Fleury losing, giving up the game-winning goal in Game 1. Now, they lost that game 1-0 in overtime. You know, it didn't matter that he stopped every other shot, but, you know, overtime goals happen, and... You know, and now, you know, he's up, they've won 3 straight. They've up 3-1. They were down 2-0 early in Game 3, and then they shut him down the rest of the way. In fact, you know what, let me check and see if Fleury even played in that game, by the way, while I'm sitting here running my mouth. Yep, he played in that game too and won, and made 35 saves. So, I mean... If I'm a Pens fan, I'm more worried about my team right now, my own team, than some goaltender that I, for some reason, I have a hate for. I have no idea why. I mean, the guy, yeah, I know he has some playoff, you know, has some bad experiences in the playoff, but overall, he was a solid goaltender for the Pens. He gave me some really good years. We dumped him for Matt Murray because we thought the grass was greener. Then now Matt Murray's gone. Now we got Tristan Jarry. I don't know what's going on, but I can tell you from one thing. As long as I've been, following the Pens, I mean, I haven't really been following them for the last decade since I moved out of Pittsburgh, to be honest with you. But I can tell you from the times I did follow them throughout the 90s, early 2000s, the Pens fans have always had this affection for goaltenders. They couldn't stand Tom Barrasso. They love Ken Raggett. Then, they got tired of Ken Raggett. Then it was, I think, Patrick Laleem at one point? Laleem, then, let's see, who else was there? JSL Ben, Ron Tugnutt. I mean, we went through so many goaltenders, and we always had an affection for the backup for some reason. It wasn't so much the starter, it was always the backup. But now, you know what? We just don't have it no more. What we do, we went from Fleury to Matt Murray. Now we're on Tristan Jarry. But Ken Raggett, though, was a hell of a goaltender he did start some games at one point. He did have some pedigree. So I can understand the love for him. I'm trying to think, was there any other goaltenders we really loved? I can't think of any more. I remember Romano. Romano, he was a goaltender early 90s for the Pens. I think he played off and on with them. I think he played one game with them, and he actually won, I think. But yeah, that's another story for another day. I think I was getting ready to go. My family came into town. We spent 4 days together. It rained. We made the most of it, and the best of it. I mean, it was a great weekend. Probably the best weekends we've had together. We watched Phil Mickelson win the PGA Championship. And I was kind of nervous on the 18th because, Phil, he likes to bomb. But I just remember the U.S. Open where he had a commanding lead and all he had to do was play conservative and, win the tournament. He bombed that 18th hole and he lost the tournament altogether. And he never won a U.S. Open ever. I don't think he has. But to do it at his age is amazing. I mean, the guy, he looked like he was in, he looks in great shape for his age. I know he's been going to the gym a lot, but, the guy just loves to hit bombs, and he hit plenty of them. NBA playoffs were in effect, And of course, we have LeBron and the Lakers, but we lost Steph and the Warriors with this whole new playoff format they did. I kind of feel bad for Steph and the Warriors in some ways, but because they got kind of screwed against the Lakers because, we had to have LeBron and LeBron and the Lakers in because that's TV ratings, but Steph is obviously he commands plenty of ratings now these days, and they couldn't get past Memphis. Memphis, though, to their credit, took game one against the Jazz last night. So they're going to be an up-and-coming team. Ja Morant. That team lost a good bit, but they're going to come back up. Although, the Celtics lost game one to the Nets. I'm kind of curious a bit about this series because of Brad Stevens. I was actually liking the Celtics in this series because of Brad Stevens and just their playoff experience. I'm sure Kyrie and Harden and Durant. But I just think if Stevens can out coach Nash, it may work out. But I think in terms of talent, I think the Nets just have too much for them to handle. That's just how it is. Anyways, let's see what else we got. I think in the National Rally, of course, there's baseball. The Pirates. Are just the Pirates. The Astros. We're off to a slow start, but now they're in a battle for first place now with the A's. So there's that. But as we get to the sports, you guys, let's talk about BetOnline. Major League Baseball, we get the playoffs with the NBA and NHL. They're all in full swing. Get all the latest news, all that info for your sporting needs. And also UFC action as well. Before you check the next pitch, hit the bell line on your laptop or mobile device. Check out all the great sports news, sign-up bonuses, and contest information. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore, as this is your chance to get into the games as teams prep for the run for the playoffs. Actually, they're in the playoffs already. Bell line, your only sportsbook expert. And you know what, you guys? You work hard, you play hard, so treat yourself and stock up for the summer barbecues with Kansas City Steak Company. Visit KansasCitySteaks.com and get 10% off your order and free shipping with code SD, that's SD for Sugar Daddy, at checkout. From the classic steak cuts to USDA Prime to American-style Kobe Hard to fine specialty cuts and more, Kansas City Steaks has everything you need to fire up the grill. They make it so easy. Each order from Kansas City Steaks is a flash frozen and directly delivered to your home. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Imagine relaxing in the backyard with your family while enjoying steakhouse quality meats from Kansas City Steaks. Try their butter tender filet mignon, Kansas City strips, juicy steak burgers, all beef jumbo hot dogs, and even complete meal combos. Bring the steakhouse to your house this summer with Kansas City Steaks. Go to KansasCitySteaks.com and get 10% off your order and free shipping with code SD at checkout. That's SD for Sugar Daddy. That's KansasCitySteaks.com, code SD, KansasCitySteaks.com, code SD. I just love working that Sugar Daddy reference. I mean, it's actually SD for sports drink. My apologies to my employer, but I just love using the Sugar Daddy sponsor. All right, we had a lot going on with Pitt Athletics this past week and a half. Lots of news. Pitt Soccer went to the Final Four. I'm just happy they got to the Final Four. I mean, it sucks how they lost in the Final Four. As we all watched that game. Pitt dominated that game. Pitt dominated that pretty much 9% that game. But they didn't finish. And I think my garbage man's here today. Let me see. Oh, that's good. It stopped raining. The sun's out. And the garbage men have already come. So far, it's already been a decent Monday. I mean, I'm sure. Well, I tend to be negative a lot of times, so I'm sure something's gonna hit the fan eventually. So we'll see. My kids haven't been in school yet. Well, I mean, my daughter just started, so yeah, we'll see. I'm trying to think what else I had to do. Yeah, so Pitt Soccer they played in the end and they dominated most of the game, and the way things were going. I tweeted out, I was like, you know what? I have a feeling we're going to lose on some cheap goal. I think that's why I tweeted. It was something to that effect. Some fluke goal is what I said. And the sequence was Pitt had, an open, all the guy had to do was pretty much tap the ball into the net. It was 1-on-1 with him and the goalie, and instead he kicks the ball in the stand somehow. I mean, from a hockey perspective, when I played deck hockey, you always have that guy who will, if he gets a 1-on-1 with the goaltender, he could deke around the goalie and he can just, tap the ball in at that point if he really beats him. But you always got that one guy, you always have him where he wants to fling the puck or the hockey ball, because I played deck hockey and I saw this happen. He would want to fling a top shelf. Because he likes that effect. He likes to see that puck or that ball hit the top of the net. It's like an exclamation point. I mean, being the goaltender and just tapping the ball in, on a low shot, or it's a roller. That's kind of like a layup in basketball in a way. And a lot of times you want the layup. But the fling it top shelf is always it's like a dunk almost. It's like an exclamation point to what you did. But yeah, you have those guys who will do that, but they will instead if a going top shelf, it either hits the crossbar or the post, or it just goes over net entirely because they were trying a bit too hard when they could have just easily just tap the ball in. So. Always stick to what works. I'm not sure if this, I'm not much of a soccer player. I'm thinking that's what kind of happened here, or the guy just got too excited, just once he got just nailed it. Yeah, I'll have to rewatch how that, you know, how he kicked the ball. But not too long after it happened, Indiana got an isolation and they scored a goal. And that was it. Now, was this pitting? Was it pitting? People say this was pitting, but to be honest with you, this was not pitting at all. Pit soccer to pit for pitting, they would have had them up 3-0 early in the game, dominating, and then they would have had a loss 4-3. They had it up 2-0 and lost 3-2. They did not have a lead in this game at all. They didn't score a goal, so this wasn't pitting. Okay, pitting is when you actually have some sort of a lead and you blow it. This was not pitting one bit. Now, Pitt basketball had some happenings as well. Well, Pitt lost out on a recruit, Efton Reed. Pitt was supposedly going to get a commitment from him, I guess, the weekend before, you know, not till before he announced, he was supposedly slated to go to Pitt. And it was in the coaches thought it was in the bag. But Will Wade from LSU came in and made a last-second pitch, and all of a sudden he was head to LSU, and supposedly the Pitt coaching staff was blindsided by this. I mean, sure, it does suck. But here's the thing. Guys like Will Wade, even Coach K, and like Roy Williams, they don't get to where they are in life by being nice guys. They don't say, hey, you know what? Yeah, you're slated to go to Pitt or whatever. I'm just going to let you, good luck, whatever. No, if they really need you to play for your team that year because it's critical, they're going to do whatever they can. They don't give a flying shit about all the other programs that are recruiting you, or if you're supposed to already solid with another program, you're about to, you announce your commitment to them. They don't care. All they want to do is win, and they're going to do whatever they can to get you. I mean, they don't care. I mean, that's what I'm saying. All these coaches, they don't get to where they are by being nice to other coaches. You know, it's a competition. They got to get the best players for their team, and they're going to do whatever they can to get the best players. So yeah, it's shitty how it all ended up, but that's just how it goes in recruiting. It's a dirty business, and you don't get to where you are in life by being nice. Especially how this transfer portal is now. These coaches now are losing players now every year because of how the, you know, because now guys can just leave whenever, and so now they got to scramble for players. So it doesn't matter, you know, they don't have to be nice to you on the recruiting trail. But Pitt did receive a commitment from a JUCO forward, Chris Payton, a 6'7", 250-pounder. Suppose he's one of the top JUCOs in the country. He had offers from A&M and Mizzou. And so, I mean, there's some other programs he had really good offers for. So hopefully, you know, it works out. I mean, we've had some success with some JUCOs recently. So who knows? I hope it works out. We did lose Justin Champagne. I mean, he declared, and some people don't agree with this decision with him because supposedly he's not on the draft boards. He's not projected to get picked. So I'm not sure what the future holds for Justin Champagne. I mean, I think, you know, a lot of people said he needs to go another year. You know, for his sake, I hope he gets drafted. But I mean, if he doesn't, I mean, you know, he has to participate in these league drafts and whatnot. But but supposedly here, according to what Alan Saunders wrote on the 6th, you know, on the 10th, Champagne, if he wants to return to Pitt, he must make his decision by July 7th. So he can go back, actually. But he has to, and then he returns, he has to apply for feedback, and he can't accept benefits from agents. So hopefully he hasn't done any of that yet, but we'll see what happens there. I like to have him back, but I mean, if it doesn't work out, he doesn't get drafted. I mean, he may end up going to one of those developmental leagues, or he, worst case, he goes overseas and makes a buck and maybe develops himself. But Pitt did get one player back. He's been reinstated. John Healy got reinstated. As you all remember about him, he was involved in some, you know, car theft, and it was a pretty the way it read in the report, it was ugly as sin. And well, he had two felonies dropped, and he had some felonies dropped, and I think all he has is misdemeanors now, and you know, yeah, his charges were reduced to two misdemeanors, and they can be expunged. So I'm sure. Yep, he's a first time offender. So he's been pretty clean up until now. So from what it looks like, from what I'm reading now, it looks like he was around the wrong people at the wrong time, and supposedly he's been doing everything right to get himself, you know, back on track. He's taking his grades seriously, and he's, you know, pretty much behaving now. I mean, yeah, the charges look ugly. I felt maybe at the time he was gone, and he probably needs a fresh start elsewhere, but I can be wrong at times, only Jeff Capel knows John Healy. And if this was the first time offending, you know, give him an opportunity, give him a second chance, because that's what he's doing here. I mean, we've all heard the speech about Nick Saban and second chances, because supposedly when he came to Michigan State, Musa Muhammad, the wide receiver, he was involved on some things and they wanted him gone. And Nick Saban said he gave him a second chance. He put him on the track where he can, you know, get himself together, because he said, if I kick him off the team, where does this guy go? What options does he have after this? So now, you know, he went to, you know, Musa Muhammad ended up in the NFL, and he got his degree, and, you know, he's supposedly a CEO now of a company. I mean, he's done really, really well for himself. So we can only hope the same for John Healy as well, that, you know, this was a first time offender, but it looks like he joined his friend in the vehicle, and that's when the license plate was, you know, when it was stolen. So, all in all, I hope, you know, for his sake, for our sake, for Coach Capel's sake, that this works out, because this is a critical season for Coach Capel, and he needs all the help he can get this season, because he's in year four. I understand that he supposedly inherited a dumpster fire, but he hasn't been able to help himself with recruiting as of late. And on top of that, four of his top players are gone. So he's losing players. So he needs something here. It's a critical one. And I guess it looks like Heather Lyke's going to, you know, help him out as much as possible. Because, I mean, she wants him to succeed. And if it means, you know, redoing the coaching staff and whatnot, we'll do it. But anyways, guys, I'm ending it here. Have a great Monday. If I talk to you guys, if I don't speak to you guys later this week, have an awesome Memorial Day weekend. Who knows? I might. Hail to Pitt. Bye.